Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to discuss the monetized dating marketplace. Now, I've been trying to turn us not just towards relationships, but to the overall big picture of life. But one of the aspects of this giant picture we call life is the unfortunate reality that we as men, we crave women, we crave sex, we crave intimacy, we crave physical, emotional, spiritual, all that stuff, right? Which then leads us usually to the dating marketplace. Now, the dating marketplace of yesteryear is a lot different than it is now. It's even different than it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And the internet was a huge game changer, and not only was the internet a big game changer, but we've gone from more of a traditional culture to hookup culture to now we have a monetized dating marketplace. We have people openly selling themselves to the highest bidder on X, on Instagram, on TikTok. And it's all over the place. It used to be a microcosm of the dating marketplace, but now it's mainstream. Now it's right in front of your face. They call it sugar babies. They call it dating for the celebrities. A lot of these women are under contract. Now, my friends, those of you who are on the dark side, if you want to call it that, or you're outside the norm, you know this better than I do, probably, just how monetized the dating marketplace is. And this is part of the red pill. This is part of the truth that relationships are never free. A lot of men, they pay on the back end. They pay with their attention, their energy, usually through the form of listening to women's problems and paying for dates and hearing about their problems to try to have sex with them. You know the game. You learn this in high school, for God's sakes. But what's interesting, my friends, is a lot of people, they still try to think that this is back in like the early 2000s. When hookup culture was still raging, you know, when Tinder was new and all that kind of stuff. But hookup culture is largely gone. Traditionalism, almost impossible to find it. Because it's not the mainstream anymore. You have women getting more attention from more men than they've ever gotten in the history of the world. On Instagram, on X, on TikTok, on Facebook, you name it. You name it, there it is. Women who are mid at best are now getting hordes of thirsty dudes in their DMs, hordes of men calling them pretty and amazing and beautiful and you name it, inflating their egos. We call this hoflation. You have inflation with the economy and have hoflation in the dating marketplace. And my friends, we all know this to an extent, that the dating marketplace is off, but we don't always know why. We don't know who's to blame. We don't know what to do with the information. And despite the fact that even if we know it, even if we actively are practicing sexual transmutation, even if we're doing all these things, we still find ourselves, or at least I sometimes find myself, in this position of, well, I still have needs, so what am I supposed to do? What do we do? And I think this is part of the biblical bachelor lifestyle that isn't talked on enough, and it's understanding that you need to decide what you want. You can't be like everybody else and kind of just looking but not trying to look desperate, you want sex but you don't want to be a dirt bag, or you're trying to trick on chicks all the time, which if you want to do that, go ahead. Or you're trying to run game and get it for free. There are so many different people doing so many different things, from the passport bros to the guys who are out here trying to run game and mack these hoes like it's 1994. I mean, I don't know what to do with those guys because they're totally out of the realm of reality. But the problem, my friends, is what do we do with this? And what are you choosing to do with it? What do you do with your sexual energy? Because I would argue it's not evil. I would argue it's not bad. In fact, that's like saying, oh, I have an appetite, that's bad. Or, oh, I need to go take a dump, that's bad. No, it's not. It's a normal function of your body in the same way that sex is the same thing in my opinion. But a lot of people who are religious, they won't see it that way because they've been told not to. They've been conditioned not to. But when you look at the dating marketplace, you can oftentimes suffer from dating fatigue if you're choosing to do it at all. And for those of us who have learned not to participate in the system, but may not always have the money to trick on hoes or pay for a rotation of chicks if you even want to go down that route, even if you're doing that, you can get sick of it. And so the question is, how do you deal with the dating marketplace the way it is? How have you overcome the hookup culture? How have you overcome this natural desire to have this traditionalism that's fed to you in entertainment, in social media, in pop culture, and maybe even your family, in your community, in your church? How have you overcome these expectations? Because look, let's be real. As much as we are probably off the beaten path with a lot of what we believe, a lot of what we say, a lot of what we think, we still have to be around these people. I mean, I'll tell you guys, I every day at this point, hasn't always been like this, but every day I go to a coffee shop, usually a different one, every day to get some editing done on my manuscripts I'm working on, to think about what I want to talk about on the show that day. And to kind of get away from it all and, to an extent, people watch a little bit, all in the same thing. But what's interesting is amidst my active working, I'll look around, I'll see what people are doing. I might eavesdrop on 2 seconds of what they're talking about if they're close enough to me, which if you do that, either you're at your own fault for talking too loud. But it's interesting that people are so simple. We like to overcomplicate the human condition a lot. But when you break it all down, you strip away all the romantics, you strip away all the schematics, you strip away all of the ifs, ands, buts, what ifs, and all that. It's pretty simple. It's very simple. And I am not a communist. But when Karl Marx said that use was the only currency, I think he had a point. That's what a lot of relationships between man and woman are, or amongst people in general, but especially amongst men and women. It's use. The other person using the other person. That's how it works. Oh, I know that that's not, it doesn't sound good. It doesn't make you feel good, but that's too damn bad. Too damn bad. That's the way it works. Everybody knows that. And only people who don't want to admit that, they don't want to admit that that's what they do, and that's the way they operate. There's no shame in it. That's the reality we live in. That is part of the game. Now, when it comes to this monetized dating marketplace, we have to decide whether we want to go on the quote dark side or whether we want to just try this. It's like going from, it's like taking the red pill, but then wanting to go purple pill again. Guys, let me tell you something. As I wrote a whole chapter in Biblical Bachelor, the book, about surrogacy and about not being a normie when it comes to relationship. Because so many of us, we can be surrounded by people, especially when we're just starting out. We can be surrounded by these people who are trying to tell us to be normal again. They're trying to push us to go back into the matrix. They're trying to push us to go back and do these things, and it's hard to cut them off, especially if they're family. But my friends, I've learned, as I'm sure you have as well, that this, we only get one life. We only have one chance to get everything we ever wanted. And we could sit back and think about all the reasons why we shouldn't go for it, or we could accept it for what it is, just as we could accept women, we could accept the financial freedom aspect. We can accept politics and religion for what it is, which is largely a scam. And we could say, you know what? I'm going to go full monk forever. Hey, and if you can do that, my God, my hat's off to you. You're a special breed, I'll tell you. But for all, most of us mere mortals who are not monks, who are not enlightened such as you, we have needs. We don't have the ability to never go without. And you know what? I'm not a big believer in masturbation. And the reason why is I think you're wasting the energy without adequate compensation. Now, is it better than throwing your time in the garbage disposal, going out on dates with chicks? Yeah. Yeah, in my opinion, it's better than that. But there's better ways of going about it. And my friends, we need to have an open conversation, I think, about this. And I know that YouTube especially is really bad about allowing free speech. I mean, just look at what they're doing with Trump and the assassination attempt and how they're actively trying to get rid of it, in my estimation. And we won't go down that rabbit hole because I don't want to get into politics right now. And the whole thing is like, the whole thing is so stupid. The whole thing is just NutraSweet 1 or NutraSweet 2. You want blue NutraSweet or red root? I mean, the whole thing is largely just owned by the same people, and the whole thing's a shameless and a two-card Monty hose job, in my opinion. But again, we're getting off the tracks here. We're getting off the tracks. When it comes to the dating marketplace, I'm not telling you you need to go on looking for pros on the street. That's not what I'm telling you at all. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, we have to protect ourselves. And I would recommend that you pay up front, whether it's with your time, your energy, your attention. You pay up front. You be honest with these people up front what you expect. Don't try to weasel your way through the back door. That's how you get an allegation. That's how they feel cheated by you. And then all of a sudden, you're going to court. All of a sudden, you're getting fired from your job. All of a sudden, your life is in a really tough position. And I don't want you to be there. We underestimate just how much power women have. I know this is like red pill 101 stuff, but we need to return to the basics every once in a while to build upon it and go farther. Because a lot of us, we don't fully get this part. We don't fully understand the danger we could be in if we are not careful. Whether it's with financial freedom, whether it's with religion, politics, relationships, you name it. All of it, we need to be careful. Because we are the menaces to society. That's a really good book title. Menaces to Society. The Means Through Which a Man Becomes Free. Now that's a good book. That's a good book title. Anybody want to steal that? Go ahead. Anybody want to steal that? You're welcome. Go ahead. Make my day. But again, guys, I think it's important, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this as well, about getting past the hookup culture, getting past the desire for tradition, not just in theory, not just intellectually understanding it, but emotionally integrating it into us that we can never have that, because it's an illusion meant to domesticate us. Like a treat is used to entice a dog to sit. Marriage is meant to entice a man to give up his soul to the system. Marriage is just a legal prostitution license, in my opinion. That's what it is. Oh, I know that makes it sound really revolting and bad, but when you strip it all away, that's what it is. So then what are you supposed to do? You're going to just go for it? Putting yourself in an archaic system that's meant for guys of the Prohibition era? Man, I'm telling you, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Not for 2 seconds would I consider doing something like that today. But then you have a whole new set of problems. So what do you do then? You go to the pub and help to get lucky every weekend or every other night? Or do you go for sugar babies on the internet? Or do you just find the jerk shack? Like, what do you do? Because you got to find something. You can't just sit in your house and bust gallons of nuts on yourself forever. Oh, God. What a horrible... Oh, God. Get that... Oh, man. I want that image out of my mind. Why did I do that to myself? Anyways, enough of this. My friends, let me know what you've done. Because I know what I'm planning to do. I just, at this point, don't have the fundage that I want to do what I want to do. And I'm actively working to rectify that problem. Well, what have you done? I know a lot of you guys are older than me. And frankly, I'll be honest. I'm surprised you listen to me if you're older than me, because a lot of guys I grew up with who their fathers, older brothers, cousins, uncles, whatever, they don't listen to me. Well, you know, as much as I think they should. But a lot of guys who are older, they don't listen to younger guys. So if you're older, why do you listen to me? How have you made it through this problem? How have you rectified this? How do you satisfy your sexual needs without being a normie and trading your soul for it? Because I'm willing to pay, but that's too high a price. A soul's too valuable, man. Let me know how y'all have figured this out. What have you done? Because maybe someone else is in the same position where they don't know what to do, or they're tired of what they're currently doing and they want a fresh start. They want to do something new. Maybe you could open a door for somebody else and you've put in that hard work and you could save somebody else that time. That's what I hope to do with guys who are younger than me who listen to the show, if there are any. My friends, let me know. I'd love to hear it. In the meantime, I think I'll do another show on this because I'm moving here in about a week. So I'm kind of getting ready for all that. But I'm probably going to do another show on this, showing you exactly what I'm talking about and how dating really meant prostitution back in the day and how it's evolved to what we have now and whatnot. Give you guys a little history lesson if you didn't already know it. But anyways, my friends, take care of yourselves. Let me know, please. I'm not joking. I'd love to hear how you manage this aspect of your life, how you've navigated through this difficult situation when you're not a normie. Anyways, take care. Stay encouraged. Continue searching for the truth. Don't give up. I'm out. Peace.